first is the salad, then the meat, then the vegetables. Wait, bring all my food at one time on the same plate. Dixieland, bebop, soul, rhythm and blues, cool school, swing, avant-garde, jazz, free jazz, rock. What kind of music you play? The good kind.
World Service Bulletin. Tune is going out to Marconi, to all corners of the globe. There ain't no hut in the Serengeti where my wavelengths do not probe. And right to Saturn, we sure hope a DJ is on board for some anti-gravity mixing with two-top plates of Europa. Throw down! Straight cat rock and Bulawayo. Hey! Bulawayo! Body of rich in Burundi. Quadratina in Armenia. We'll be right back.
Dobro Dojli, it's time for Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. right here on the mighty, mighty WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. And we are streaming worldwide on the web as well at www.wrir.org, so you can listen to us on the internet or on the radio at 97.3 FM. And Global Agogo has been underwritten since its inception by the University of Richmond's Modlin Center for the Arts. The Modlin Center welcomes author and humorist Garrison Keillor to the Landmark Theater on January 18th. Prepare for a rollicking evening of fun and laughter with Robin and Linda Williams and Keillor's homespun comic narratives. For more information, please call 804-262-8100 or visit www.ticketmaster.com. And WRIR is underwritten in part by a generous contribution from Plan 9 Music. Plan 9 Music has a huge collection of new and used CDs, DVDs, and games, as well as an extensive selection of local and regional music, deep catalog selections, all the latest music, and a large assortment of both new and used titles on vinyl. Plan 9 is located in Carytown at 3012 West Carey Street. More information about Plan 9 is on the web at www.plan9music.com. New this week at Plan 9, Undone, a Music Fest tribute to Robert Earl Keen. Also, Las Vegas, their debut album, and The Gourds' Haymaker. All of that new this week at Plan 9, Plan 9 Music, what a record store should be. Welcome to Global Agogo. We've got part two of a our two-part series on African reissues, in other words, recordings that were originally made in the 60s, 70s, and maybe a little bit in the 80s as well, many of which were not released in the West initially, well, some of which were never released here until recently. And we're also going to be focusing specifically on the work of some of the record labels that are specializing in putting out these reissues. We're going to cover three different labels today. Well, and actually, we're going to touch on a bunch more at the very end of the show. Here in this very first set, a record label from Germany called Network Median was started by a fellow named Christian Scholze, and they've put out over 100 CDs so far in their business life. Much of the material that they've put out has been African reissues, but they've also done lots of original recordings and music from regions outside of Africa, from Europe, South America as well. A lot of great recordings that they are responsible for getting in the hands of folks like you and me. And we're going to feature tracks this evening from their Golden Afrique series. There's three volumes of this, six CDs in total. And these are terrific packages because not only is the music great, of course, it kind of goes without saying, or else we wouldn't be bothering to talk about it. They come in these beautiful long box packages, and they have really good notes, really good photographs as well. And you know, I think this is one of the areas in which the mainstream record companies completely dropped the ball, is that they've forgotten, now that everyone is talking about how difficult it is to sell recordings and, you know, physical recordings, CDs and things like that, you know, you got to give people an incentive to do it, and you've got to give them something that, if you're going to sell a product, something that's tangible, it's got to be something that's worth reading, worth owning, worth looking at, worth holding, and things like that. And Network does a great job on that front. All right, enough said about the label. Let's talk about what we're going to start out with. This was a huge hit all across Africa in the early 1980s. This was recorded in 1980 by Baby Manga from Cameroon. This song is called Ami O. Check it out. Thank you.
David Noyes from Ambiance Congo at WRIR 97.3 FM Richmond Indie Radio, and I'm here with Mr. Kanta Niboma Mwandiro.
Yeah.
From recently of the group Kekele.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my name is Niboma. I want you to listen WRIR.
Mama, oh, esika na linganga yo na bomba na bomba na motema na kongate tika na binisa o mama mama na bomba na bomba na motema na kongate tika na binisa o Tokio, pesca y a la lemon.
And there's some great infectious music out of Democratic Republic of the Congo circa 1981, Niboma Mwandido and his band Le Kamale. And we heard Double Double, and you can find that on the Golden Afrique Volume 2 collection from Network Records out of Germany. And that's not, you know, a deep cut there. I mean, that actually was released in the United States on vinyl. I actually have that record. So it's not like this is something that oh my gosh, that nobody had ever heard this. No, not at all. It's that a lot more people should have heard it than actually heard it when it came out in 1981. And that's the value of the Network compilations, the Golden Afrique series. These are hit records. Great songs that fans of African music will, many of them recognize, many of them will actually own copies, and the whole idea of these Network Records is to get that information out to a much broader audience, because the music is deserving of a much wider audience than in the West than it has gotten. Before that, we heard from the Soul Brothers, one of the most successful bands ever out of South Africa, and that was a recording of them from the early 1980s sometime, don't have the exact year. We heard the song Akabongi, which means don't say thanks. And we started off this, and that's on the Golden Afriques Volume 3 box set, which is features music of South Africa and Southern Africa. So it's also got Zambia and Zimbabwe on it as well. Golden Afrique Volume 2 that I've played from the Niboma track from, that is just Congolese music. And we started off the set Golden Afrique Volume 1, which is really all over West Africa. And we heard from Baby Manga from Cameroon, recorded in Côte d'Ivoire, I believe, 1980, Ami. And like I said that at the top of the show, that was a huge hit in Africa, still a very popular song. And and somebody walked into the studio while I was playing that and said, "Wow, that's really great." It's like, yeah, exactly. That's why these records are out. That's why they should be putting them out, and why the Christian Scholza and everybody else at Network deserves your support, because these are the people who are making this music available to a much wider audience today. You're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. And by the way, the phone number here in the studio, if you'd want to give me a call, is 649-9737. It's area code 804 if you're listening on the internet. Or if you would like a more in-depth conversation, here's my email address. I'll be glad to correspond with you that way as well. Less time pressure, too, than when talking on the phone while you're doing your show. Here's that email address. It's globalagogoradio, all one word, @gmail.com. Love to hear from you there as well. Global Agogo is sponsored in part by the generous founding underwriting support of the Modlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond. The Modlin Center welcomes Cirque El Waz back to Richmond on January 27th and 28th. At the crossroads where acrobatic theater, modern circus, and performance come together, Nebbia combines theatrics, rhythm, acrobatic skills, circus acts, and poetry. You can call the Modlin Center box office at 289-8980 or visit modlin.richmond.edu for tickets or information. Also, be where it happens during First Fridays. Richmond's First Fridays Art Walk is held on the first Friday of each month, rain or shine, generally between 6 and 10 p.m. Slight change to that schedule. Tonight is First Fridays, owing to the New Year's holiday. It's kind of tough to get people to want to do this on last Friday. And tonight is a perfect night for it. It is chilly, but nice and clear, and it'll be a great night to be out on the street between 6 and 10 p.m. in downtown Richmond. This unique cultural event showcases Richmond's thriving arts community, focusing on the exciting and varied arts and cultural venues located along the historic Broad Street corridor. You'll find galleries and street performers, plus your friends and neighbors, from Marshall Street to Cary, between Monroe and 3rd Streets. Look for live music courtesy of the Modlin Center for the Arts. Find a site map and updated information at www.firstfridaysrichmond.com. Okay, in our second set of the show this evening, we are going to be focusing on the Stearns Africa label. and some of the great reissues that they have been putting out and have just recently put out, because we'll be playing something that just arrived here about a month ago. Stearns is a got started as a record shop, which actually was the back room of an electrical supply business on, I believe it's Warren Street in London, England. And the electrical business is long since gone. The record store is now in the front. And this became the place to go if you were African living in London, so that you could get your local music from your home continent. And they have gradually expanded into being not only a record store, but also a distributor and a record label as well. And now in the internet era, it is a great source to buy recordings by email, by internet. And they have on their website, you can listen to thousands and thousands of recordings, 30-second and 1-minute clips of them. So it's a terrific website, which I highly recommend. And the record label has been featuring older African music for, you know, about as long as they've been doing it. And one of the great projects that they've gotten into is reissuing a lot of recordings that were made originally for the National Record Company of Guinea, called Silophone. And so they have a whole series of records that are called Silophone Years, and these first three songs in this half-hour segment are going to be selections from various Silophone Years collections on Stearns. Starting with this one, probably the most famous group ever to come out of Guinea, Bembeya Jazz National, and regarded by some as their greatest recording. From 1969, Army Guinean, right here on Global Agogo.
Bang bang, enemy lo bang bang. I see piano bamba ni manya ila hore ya ko ene mi lu bamba lu bamba ene mi lu bamba esi piano bamba ni manya ila hore ya ko ene mi lu bamba ni motena anu janza ni ko ana horo ya mi lo motena anu janza ni ko ana horo ya mi lo Babara makara ni ke te korobola Oh niliti gile Babara makara ni ke te korobola
Thank you. right along.
This is Charles inviting you to listen to The Other Black Music every other Sunday, 3 to 5 p.m. on WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. I'll bring you the alternative sounds in the world of black music. Afrobeat, blues, reggae, salsa, soca, black rock, jazz, soul, African reggae, zydeco, soukous, funk, fuji, brass bands, boogie, Latin and African hip-hop, and, of course, more, if you can believe that. Tune in every other Sunday here on WRIRLP 97.3 FM for The Other Black Music.
Olay Dombotu. Hola ni don batu ayo hola ni don batu patalina hola ni don batu ayo hola ni don batu patalina.
There's three songs from the vast archives of Silophone Records, the national record label of Guinea, as provided to us by the folks at Stearns Africa. That last one is from the two CD set called Authenticité, the Silophone Years. It features a variety of Guinean bands. And that one, Sumburi Jazz from 1976, that was one of the regional orchestras of Guinea. That song is called Nana, and it's great to hear the combination of the Manding music there with definitely the influence of psychedelic rock filtering in as well. Before that, we heard from Bala Ese Baladin, and that is one of the famous national orchestras of Guinea. Stearns has a CD out of them that's called The Silophone Years. We heard a track from 1969 showing the broad influence of Cuban music across Africa. We heard Yo Te Contres, Maria. And we started off the set with the most famous Guinean band of all, Bembeya Jazz National, Armée Guinéenne from 1969. And you're listening to Global Agogo right here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. Play a couple more songs from the Stearns Africa catalog. This is from their brand new release of the music of Franco y Le Tipi OK Jazz from the Democratic Republic of the Congo, possibly the most popular African artist of all time across Africa. And this is a song that he wrote in memory of his brother, who was also a musician, whose stage name was Bavon Marie Marie. This is called Bereavement, or Quinciona, right here on Global Agogo.
Marie Marie tandile
Be wanda kufungu ya ye munu kwa ni batabinge Munu kwa ni batabinge
Kwani batabinge
Mama
Kendi nano batela moe. Ejoka kala enga moe.
Ekinjone
belo belo sali suya yangwe. Kendi nano batela moe. Ejoka kala enga moe.
Bani tata, bani mama, bani guangasi, bani akentu.
Belo belo sali suya yangwe. Kedina no batela moe, edio kande, kala enga moe.
E kintione,
belo mbelo sali soya ya moe. Kedina no batela moe, edio kande, kala enga moe. Edio kande, kala enga moe.
E kintione. Kinzonzi kibambuta, kala ye makutwe, kala ye ngangwe, kubagoga ma usia ma ukola. Diogata mangu manu ninye, banani basala moe.
Thank you. bana na kiti poto solola Benga bate mwe ba mona biso Pesa masanga po ba mela Omanga na yeso pahanga na lingio Benga ba poti poto lo bana Na mekanto to mwana mobali Soki pembo na koluka Pipa ibiso na kopanda sango Omanga bako mikomo na gane ligoma oh.
Omanga ne Omanga, Omanga
As the two giants of Congolese music, they are both from the year 1974 and both as anthologized by Stern's Africa Records. That was Tebule Rochereau and Afrisa International, and that song is Omanga. That's just a beautiful song. And that's from the Stern's collection called The Voice of Lightness, two CD set of the best of Tebule. I understand there is a second volume planned for that, so we have that to look forward to. And also, before that, we heard from Franco and Le TPOK Jazz. The TP, that stands for Tout Puissant. So if you ever hear me say that on the show describing the station, that's where I got it from, is from Franco. We heard Quinciona, or Bereavement, from 1974 also, and that is on the current release of Stern's Africa Records. It's called Francophonic, brand new. And Franco's discography is it's just so vast, just like he was. He was so vast. And kind of disorganized. So is Tabule's, for that matter. And it's just a great service, I think, that that the folks at Stern's have done, and particularly Ken Braun, who is the who is Stern's U.S. representative, based in New Jersey. And he's the guy who put together this package, and he's the guy that sent it to us, too. So we want to say thank you, Ken, for sending us that so we can play it on the air. And, I mean, I just can't say enough about this record. And it's not just me. The critics, world music critics at F-Roots, in the F-Roots magazine survey, that's a world music magazine in the UK, they voted the Francophonic the best reissue of 2008, and they also voted it the best packaged CD of 2008. So re-reference my comments there at the top of the show about how important it is to create a product that people actually want to own, that provides information and provides beauty. And they've really done a great job of that with Francophonic. There is supposed to be a volume two of that as well. So we're excited about that. And I understand that they're working on some anthologies of some of the other great Congolese artists. I think Dr. Nico may be in the works as well at Stern's. Anyway, you're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on Le Tout Puissant, WRIR, LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Radio for the rest of us. You can also hear us on the internet at www.wrir.org. We've got live streaming audio 24 hours a day available there. If you go to the website right now, You'll see my playlist. It's up there on the top of the homepage. And if you click where it says read more, you can read the playlist for this show, or the tracks that I'm playing or planning to play in the second half of the show. You can also get more information about these labels whose recordings I'm featuring today, Network, Stearns, and SilArt, and photos. If you want to see what Ken Braun looks like, there's a picture of him up there. And there's a great picture of Christian Schulze from Network with a world music star who he looks like he's photoshopped into there, but I understand it's actually a real picture. And and there's also links to some more information about the labels. In fact, the story about Ken Braun and Stearns that I've linked to by Robert Christgau in New York Times is an excellent article and really worth reading. So I highly recommend clicking through there and checking out what we've got. And check out all the stuff we've got up there on the website, www.wrir.org. We've got our a lot of our DJs, about 30 or so of our DJs, have posted their top 10s or recordings for 2008, 10 plus or minus. So check that out and see what people really liked in 2008 as well. WRIR would like to thank Exile for their continued underwriting support of this station. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring unique gifts, clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares, both old and new, Blundstones, and TUK footwear. Exile is located at 935 West Gray Street. More information is available at 358-3348. Also, this announcement for you, Body of Work. The Gay Community Center of Richmond is pleased to announce the opening of the new GCCR Gallery, located in the Gay Community Center of Richmond at 1407 Sherwood Avenue in Richmond's north side near the Diamond. Starting on August 16th, artists John Bailey and Susan Singer will show works of art on paper. An opening reception will be held on Friday, January 16th from 6 to 10 p.m. The show continues through February 28th. For more information, see www.gayrichmond.com. And in our third set today on Global Agogo, we'll be featuring recordings from the SilArt Productions label, which is based in France, and it is the product of a man named Ibrahim Silla, who is himself a record producer and impresario, and is the guy who has helped introduce a lot of African stars to the rest of the world, starting with Salif Keita. This is the guy who basically financed Salif Keita's record Soro, which was a real breakthrough for African recording artists in terms of production quality and in terms of its visibility in the West. And Ibrahim Silla is an inveterate record collector and has operated his label for quite a while now. He does a lot of licensing of pretty well-known African recordings and also working with things that he has collected himself on vinyl. He's got a collection of Cuban music out that's called Cuban Pearls. I think they're up to three volumes of that, where I believe all the tracks are just drawn from things that he has in his own collection of vinyl, which is quite cool. He's also got an African Pearls series going, where he has reissued and licensed a whole bunch of great African music, and we're going to play four tracks from that here in this next set. This one is from one of the most recent ones, Congo 70 Rumba Rock, it's called. These are all two CD sets. They're all nicely packaged. These are all imports. They're a little bit harder to get than some of the Stern stuff, but it's definitely worth the effort because of just the general quality of the tracks that are chosen is really, really high. Again, for real African music heads will know a lot of these songs, but this is really oriented toward people who don't have, who aren't buying like vinyl on eBay. Let's put it that way, okay? And that would include me, because I don't do that kind of thing either. Anyway, Congo 70 Rumba Rock, so as the title states, all Congolese music from the 70s. Here is Pepe Calais and Empire Bakuba, Nazoki, right here on Global Agogo.
Nakangi motema ho na petite ho Zongare, zongare, solo na mobali, na le binzoto komesana bafingaka ngai ntango nyonsoya likambo ya mwasi na mobali bakotaka te soki okoti ekoti na sonio elisa bolongani na nga ya potema elise mamara nandimi ya solo soki na kofi okolela ngaka elisa ye nayebi nyonso gogogo libala oyo ya maloba kama nasili komesana bafingaka ngai ntango nosomaa likambo ya mwasi na mobali bakotaka te soki okoti ekoti nasoni na solonio bakolemba nzoto pamba
Simulando mi café por el mensual. quién. Ven, 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 ven. Así me canto un guajiro nuevo. Así me canto moliendo café. Ven llorar.
WRIR listeners and supporters donated over $21,000 during our fall fund drive. 300 people called, went online, or stopped by the studio. 100 people gave for the first time. Because of you, WRIR continues to air news, views, and music not found anywhere on the FM dial. Your donation shows you believe Richmond needs an independent community radio station. Our 170 volunteers want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
There's four great tracks from the archives of Ibrahim Silla and Silart Productions. That last one, going back to Guinea again, the Super Buaro Band, Soi Si Sa. I love that song, and I've played that a few times on this show, and I can't get enough of that particular song from 1974, that really rocking band, the Super Buaro Band. Before that, we heard L'Ambassadeur du Motel from Mali, and that is the band that introduced many folks to singer Salif Keita. We heard the song Assoumou Khan from 1977, and that is from the Silart compilation called Mali One Day in Radio Mali. The Super Buaro Band track is from Silart's Guinea Cultural Revolution collection. Both of those, in fact, all four of the discs that got played in that set are from the African Pearls series from Silart. Before that, we heard from the Star Band from Senegal and Chele. That's that was the first popular Senegalese recording of salsa or Latin-based music that was sung in Wolof, and that goes all the way back to 1971. So that is that's kind of like the source material for people like Youssou N'Dour, stuff like that. And we started off the set with Pepe Calais and Empire Bakuba from the Democratic Republic of Congo, Nazoki from 1971. That's from Congo 70 Rumba Rock, and the Star Band track was from Silart's Senegal, the Teranga Spirit. You're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. right here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, the Tower of Low Power. And I'd also like to make you aware that this program is available as a podcast as well. So if you can't listen from on Friday from 5 to 7 p.m., you can listen to it anytime at your convenience. Just download a copy, set up a podcast so that it gets delivered to you every week. And if you go to my website, you will be able to see exactly how to do that. It's really simple. It's at www.globalagogo.com. We've got a show description for every show. We've got track lists for every show. Downloadable copies are all out there, and there are over 4 years' worth of all of that stuff, because that's how long this program has been running on this station. And it is going to be WRIR's fourth birthday. Well, officially it was on January 1st. We're going to have our fourth birthday party coming up on, I guess it's February 4th. We started promoing it already. So the first Friday of February, and you'll be hearing a lot more about that here at 97.3. We want to thank our founding underwriter, the University of Richmond's Modlin Center for the Arts, who helped make this program possible. The Modlin Center presents an evening with Stephen Sondheim, hosted by columnist Frank Rich, on February 2nd. Spend an evening with a living legend, the man responsible for hits like West Side Story, A Little Night Music, Sweeney Todd, and Gypsy. For more details, please call 804-262-8100 or visit online at www.ticketmaster.com. Also, Fakers, Hoaxers, Con Artists, Counterfeiters, and Other Great Pretenders is a book about our culture's tendency to believe fakes. And boy, is this ever topical. Author Paul Malczewski has published essays in Book Forum and the Paris Review, and his stories have twice received the Pushcart Prize. Chop Suey Books will host a reading and book signing by Paul Malczewski on Saturday, January 24th at 6 p.m. The event is free and open to the public. For more information, see www.chopsueybooks.com. All right, we're going to go into our last set here on Global Agogo. It's 6:39 p.m. here in Richmond, Virginia, USA. And instead of highlighting a fourth record label or an eighth label for this series, this two-week series, instead I thought I'd just give you a set with three different labels in it, because really I could just keep doing this. I could just do this for weeks as a theme. I really enjoy it, and you get to play a lot of great music. And I mean, these are, you know, you get to play the best of the best when you're picking from these reissues and you're covering, you know, 30 years of recorded music and dozens of countries. And you know, some of these are really just classic and historic recordings. But anyway, we got to cut it short because we got a lot of other things we want to play on our future episodes. And so I'll just give you a taste of three record labels here in this set. The first one, this is a label that introduced a lot of folks to this whole African reissue business about 10 years ago. It's called Strut Records. They subsequently went bankrupt, and they are now back in business again. They're doing reissues once again, and they're also doing original material as well. Their whole niche in the world of music is funky music, so Africa is just a subset of what they do. But they put out this compilation, like I said, about 10 years ago. It's called Nigeria 70. And this is a classic, and you'll be amazed to see how many folks that you know have this on their shelves. You know, people who have like three African records, this will be one of them. Nigeria 70 from Strut. They're all classic tracks in here. So we just picked this one. It's nice and short. The Funkees, Dancing Time from 1970. Check it out.
Dancing Time for Dancers. Dancing time. It's dancing time, yeah, yeah. Come on, let's move together. It's dancing time, yeah, yeah. Come on, let's move together. Brothers, hello here. Funky sisters, hello here. Let's do it together. Let's move together. The funky dance has got a lot of groove. Let's move together. Now, to the funka, Dalek, dance, yeah, yeah.
Host of Democracy Now!, your daily grassroots global news hour. Tune in weekday mornings 8 to 9 here on WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio.
Whatever you do, people will talk. Whatever you say, we'll be right back.
get together with me now. You ready, Billy? Get ready now. Come on, everybody, say.
Let them talk. Let them talk. Let them talk. Let them talk.
Vita.
Let them talk.
One more time.
Let them talk.
Get ready, organ.
Let them talk.
Out of Sierra Leone, that's Geraldo Pino and the Heartbeats, and Let Them Talk. That's from the album Heavy, 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 reissue from the great label Retro Afrique, who easily could have done a whole nother set of their reissue projects. But time waits for no man, not enough time to do that. That'll have to be some future show, I think. Geraldo Pino was a huge influence on Fela Kuti, as you might have guessed. That recording is really from like the late 60s. And at that point, Fela was still playing style that was, you know, much more like high life than anything else. And he said when he first saw Geraldo Pino, he said, I had to just like throw out everything I was doing and start from scratch. Although, you know, given Fela, the way that he would say that, there would be a lot more cuss words in between them. And before that, we heard from the Funkees from Nigeria. Another band really influenced by that by this whole introduction of American R&B and funk into West African highlife. We heard Dancing Time from the Funkees. The style that they played is more like Afro rock than it is Afro beat, but very related. And also from the same time period, from the year 1970, and the album Nigeria 70, a great compilation on the Strut record label. You're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. And Christian is in the house. He's getting ready for This Modern Beat. He will be up here in just a few minutes. And after that, tonight, WTF, What the Fontaine, with Fontaine. That's from 9 to 11. Midnight Solstice with Andrew Felty and DJ Perry. From 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. That's what's coming up here this evening on 97.3, and we've got all kinds of great music for you all weekend, and then we have great news, talk, and public affairs for you on weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., music on weekdays from 5 p.m. and thereafter. So keep your dial locked here at 97.3 for the only community radio station that you can get here in Richmond. And remember, you can hear us on the internet as well, WRIR.org. I'm going to play one more song, one last long song, and then Christian will take over. And this is from the Honest John's label. This is another label that got started as a record store in London. And I guess they're best known because one of the co-owners of the store and the label is Damon Albarn. And they've been putting out lots and lots of African music. And they did a series on Nigeria called Lagos Chop Up and Lagos All Routes. We're going to play one from Lagos All Routes here to finish up the show. And this is the style of music that's called juju. I guess the best known proponent of that is King Sunny Ade and his African beats. Here we're going to hear somebody else. This is a band with a great name, Chief Commander Ebenezer Obey and his Inter-Reformers Band. These guys have like about 300 records out. If you go and look for a discography on them, it's absolutely amazing. The quality is quite variable, but this is something that's just great. And it's like I said, like a long track. And I mean, juju is one of these things that the longer it goes, the better it sounds. If you ever saw Sunny Ade play live, you know, there's like 40-minute songs. It's just awesome. So this is in that kind of bag. So Ebenezer Obey, we're going to hear Eyi Yato and Elere Niwa. Translation on that, the first one is This Is Different, and the second one is We Are Performers. Hope you enjoy it. Hope you enjoyed the whole show. I will be back next week with a lot of new music next time, I think, as maybe an antidote to all of these reissues. Until then, à tout à l'heure.
Oh, Mo tun bebe iya to ti tun ti mo tun bebe.